Go around back. Look up.
Give me the money now.
It's collection time, Charlie. Collection time.
$20, you get us out of here.
Thanks, Mac.
My things, will you? Till I get back.
Move in your dead asshole.
He's dead. The son of a bitch killed him. Get him out of here.
Come on, come on, let's go. Come on, let's go.
Come on, move it.
Get in there.
No bruises, see?
Hey, you want a glass of water?
Huh?
You can't have it.
Not till you tell us what we want to know.
Chief, who's this dude?
Mr. Kimball here doesn't want to talk.
Leave. Kimball, is it? Son of a bitch. I'll be a son of a bitch. It's not Kimball. I know you. Kersey. It's Paul Kersey. You see, I was with the New York PD the night they brought a vigilante in with a bullet in his leg. You were out like a light. It's been 10 years. Mr. Vigilante. Last damn thing I need is a vigilante.
Dude, you're in big trouble. What were you doing up in that area, East New York and Belmont?
I was visiting a friend.
Well, maybe you did.
Probably not.
I found him that way. And I'm no more Mr. Vigilante.
Well, what do I do with you, dude?
I don't know, but I want a lawyer.
No, you don't. Roaches. I hate them. Maybe I should have you killed. Who's gonna complain?
You always violate people's constitutional rights.
This is my jail, Kersey. And I'm the law. That means I get to violate your constitutional rights.
Oh! Son of a bitch!
Cooler! Come on, tough guy! Come on!
Watch it. And forget bail! And watch him! Make sure he doesn't get comfortable!
Hey, Chief, you all right?
Broken us up, I would have killed you. Next time, you won't even see me coming. Tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna kill a little old lady just for you. Catch it on the 6 o'clock news.
You got some free time on your hands. Come on up to Sutter and Belmont. That's my turn. So long, asshole.
You're out. But it's going to take them a couple of hours to put the papers through. 2 more hours in this fucking pit. Sure. Whatever you say.
Schreiker! Inspector Schreiker, what are you doing with this prisoner, Kimball?
Keeping him in jail.
Well, there's nothing been said here. What's the bail?
Bail? There is no bail.
What are the charges?
There are no charges.
Are you out of your mind? You're violating all his rights. What the hell do you think you're doing? He'll sue. He's got a case, you know.
Not likely.
Who is Kimball? You're going to have to let him out.
Stay out of this one, Miss Davis. 3 murders, 4 rapes, 8 muggings, 9 acts of random violence. Some of the most orderly drug traffic in the city. More robberies than I care to mention. Broken storefront windows, fire bombings. All this within a 6 square block area of Sutter and Belmont. I could qualify that as a riot. This isn't a neighborhood. It's a war. What are we doing about that, Captain Stearns?
Well, we know it's gang-related. We put more uniformed officers out. Put more cars on patrol. We increased our real effort 15% in the last month.
And tell us the results.
Reported crime is up 11%.
Let you and I have a talk.
Leave with me.
So how you feeling, Kersey?
Smoke?
Where have you been recently, Kersey?
In the country. Have an arrest.
You see, Kersey, I admire you. I'm a real fan. You even kept a folder on you.
Truth is, I hate creeps, too. But I can't do much about it. I'm a cop.
But you... you shoot him, right? I have a theory. If I'm right, you turned pro after L.A. 6 creeps shot in 36 hours. Then 4 gang members in Kansas City. 2 mugger rapists in Chicago.
Like I said, I'm through with all that.
Really? Then why are you here?
Well, it's a great city. I missed it.
All right. You want something in this burg? Have it. It's on me. You went out of here, you got it. I'll minimize the vigilante stuff with the press. Tell them it's creeps killing creeps. Nobody cares anyway. It'll be just like before, Mr. Vigilante. With one important difference. You're gonna work for me. Do your thing, but you report to me. You tell me what's going on. You tell me everything you're even thinking of doing. Let us get some busts.
Is that? Or I'll keep you here till the hell freezes over. Do we understand each other?
You in? One other thing. Of course, me. And I'll bury you so deep they'll never find the bones.
You're letting me loose?
I'm letting you loose.
What about the gun?
A gun? I didn't see any report of a gun, did you? If there was a gun, I'd have to charge you with possessing a firearm. They're illegal in this city.
Davis, the public defender, is arranging your release. It's going to take a while. You sit out there and wait.
Kimball. Watch it. There's a new breed on the streets.
Quiet now. I'm not here.
Is the night fall, Chaco?
Very good, Chaco.
Hector, are you allowed
to? I'll tell you what to do and when to do it. Understand?
Yo, shit.
I didn't think we'd see you out so soon.
Hey, man, it's good to see you. I've just been taking care of a little business, you know?
I can see that.
You said I should.
Did I? This is a sticker, Hector. And you're the sticky.
No!
Well, aren't you going to welcome me back?
Mr. Kimball. Catherine Davis, Public Defender's Office. You're being released now. I'm sorry it took so long.
Thanks, Miss Davis.
You're just going to walk away?
Yep.
I don't understand. You have caused the press charges. Sue.
Miss Davis, it's all right.
You don't want to do anything?
Told you no.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't understand.
Goodbye, Miss Davis.
Well, here's my number, in case you should change your mind.
Thanks, Miss Davis.
Is there someplace I can get a hold of you? I need something, Mr. Kimball, for the release form.
Yo, bitch, come here. I want to eat you.
Charlie's friend.
Me too. You must be Paul.
Yeah.
I'm Bennett. Charlie spoke about you all the time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Come on.
They broke that yesterday.
Well,
it's the neighborhood. And you missed the funeral. It's a nice funeral as far as funerals go. And that's Charlie and me in World War II. I knew Charlie, oh, 40 years. Charlie says that he met you during the Korean War.
Yeah. I was a conscientious objector. But he didn't agree with that, but we got along all right. As a matter of fact, we got to be very good friends. Kept in touch with one another over the years.
We lived a few blocks from here. When my wife died, I moved over here. And believe it or not, this is a pretty good neighborhood until it changed.
I got a letter from Charlie a few days ago. He was really scared.
They didn't like him, the bastards, so they killed him.
Who killed Charlie?
The creeps on the street. He wouldn't take any of their lip. He wouldn't pay them. He said he was going to do something about it.
Pay? Like in protection?
Protection, robbery, theft, your money or your life. They hit the old people up here in the projects. You know, what goes on out there is a disgrace.
Now, wait a minute. Who killed Charlie?
I'll show you. Those three. I saw them running away from the building when Charlie got killed.
Their faces are painted.
Well, they belong to the same gang. Well, we got Hal here. They say it's their turf. See him?
Yeah. What about him?
Well, he runs the gang. He's the worst. He's been away. I don't know where. Looks like he could just go up and smash him in the face, doesn't it? Well, can't be done.
What do you mean?
He's got guys watching him. I saw a guy try to reach him once. They chopped him to pieces before he got 6 feet.
Is it worth living here like this?
You mean move? Everybody who can has. Me? I got nowhere to go. I fix clocks, meters for the cab company, but I got a little place down the street. That's what I do. I'm not gonna get run out of here. Are you going to go back where you came from?
Bennett, when I got to Charlie's apartment, he was still alive.
Did he say anything?
Yeah, he said, take care of my things until I get back.
I've got the keys to his apartment. The rent is paid till the end of the month.
Well, they've cleaned up, they've dusted for prints, and already through with their investigation. Cops don't care. Well?
Like you said, the rent's paid till the end of the month.
Good night. See you in the morning. Lock your door. Giggler, that's his name. He laughs when he runs. Nobody catches him.
Jesus, he really moves. Tell me about him.
Well, he killed a girl last month. Put a knife in her skull doing that.
How do you know it was him?
It was him.
Bennett said we can come up and ask him. Were you downstairs last night in the underground garage?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
For what?
My wife, Maria. She was in the car last night.
I see.
You helped her?
Yeah.
I'm Rodriguez. We live downstairs. You were a friend of Charlie's?
Yeah.
You're a man who doesn't run. Hey, if there's anything I can do to help, huh?
What about the cops? They do anything?
Yeah, they enforce the parking laws.
Yes, thank you. Well, my friend Wildy's coming. He'll help out.
Who's Wildy?
Oh, you'll see.
Where are you going?
You just take it easy, Bennett. This is my problem. I'd like to rent a box for a month.
B-21.
Okay, this is all right.
How are you gonna pay for it?
Cash.
What's that for? The new car.
That's bait.
When I was coming through the lobby, I smelled something cooking. It smelled great.
It was probably coming from the Kaprov's apartment on the first floor.
Kaprov's?
Yeah. I'll introduce you. Come on.
Well, these are the Kaprov's. It's Eli, Erica. This is Mr. Kersey. He's now in apartment 2C. And he was admiring your dinner.
Stuffed cabbage.
Smells wonderful.
Would you like to join us?
Sure. Can I have a few minutes to clean up?
Oh, certainly.
Okay. Like that.
Nice man. My sister said, know him. I married him in 1931.
Come on, let's get the fucking car open.
Excuse me, please.
What's the problem?
What?
With the car. What's the problem?
Just get out of my fucking face. Who are you?
We're stealing the fucking car. What's it to you?
It's my car.
Now you're gonna die.
We heard shots. What happened?
I sent them a message.
Gentlemen, the streets are full of degenerates, killing each other indiscriminately. Arrest them! Your guys aren't pussies, are they, Stearns?
Chief?
I want some arrests, felony arrests, and a couple of bodies on slabs in the morgue. They can be your guys' bodies or some of that trash up there. Get that?
What are you looking at? Hey, lend me $5, man. Hey, I said lend me $5, sucker.
No! No! Déjalo quieto.
Hey!
Déjalo, cabrón. Ya que lo toque así, déjalo.
Yeah! Round, man!
You all right?
Yeah. Thanks, huh?
You all right?
Who is this man? We need him.
Emil? Mr. Kersey, a new neighbor in 2C.
I'm very pleased to meet you. Oh, this is my wife, Magda.
So nice to meet you.
That's him. The man in black.
He's on my turf. I'll take care of him. You Charlie's friend? Guy in 2C?
Yes.
What are you doing in there?
I'm taking care of Charlie's things. That's what I'm doing here.
Charlie don't need no help. He's dead.
Just like you're gonna be.
I'm watching you.
Thank you.
What do you think of the neighborhood?
Thought you said I was to be here on my own.
You're right. I think I said that. Look, I'd like something. For the papers. You give me a bust. I'll send in a tactical squad. They'll grab a headline. What do you say?
Can't help you.
Nothing happened, huh?
I don't know anything.
Look, Kersey.
Oh, I do know one thing. Fraker is the chief creep around here. Why don't you bust him?
He's got a cleaner arrest record than you. Perfect citizen. When he does something, he does it privately.
Like I said, I can't help you.
Shit, man, I'm hurt.
This shit, I can't get.
Son of a bitch.
What is this, man?
We gotta turn the screws on them motherfuckers.
Give me some money, woman.
For protection from creeps who live around here.
You're the creep. Hey, you.
Get out of my way. I've had enough of you creeps.
What are you doing up here?
Looking for you.
How did you find me up here?
I decided if I waited to hear from you, I never would. Oshryker was no help. I read the arrest report and made a calculated guess. I was right. You live there, don't you?
Yeah. Miss Davis?
Davis.
I told you before, I'm not going to file any charges.
Would you like to have dinner?
What?
Well, I'm not usually this bold, taking a taxi to some place I think someone might not be to ask them out, but why not? How many people do I meet in my job who I can ask out to dinner?
Look around. You shouldn't be up here. It's not safe.
Oh, nonsense. I'm a city girl. Come on, do me a favor. Say yes, so I can get out of here without being mugged.
Okay, all right. When?
Friday.
Friday? Friday's good for me.
My place. I live in a basement. It's a nice basement.
What are you doing up here?
A friend of mine was killed, trying to find out what happened.
Why? There's nothing you can do.
Oh, I'll put it in a book I'm writing. Look, your meter's running. I'll see you Friday.
Friday.
Come on, mister. You were brandishing a gun.
What do you mean, brandishing? Some kids tried to come in my back window. I waved it at him. What should I have done?
The complaints were that you were brandishing a firearm, mister.
Complaints? Who?
That's none of your concern, sir. Can we have the gun? Possession is a felony in the city limits. If you surrender the weapon, we'll forget it happened. Otherwise, you go to jail.
Eli, give him the gun.
Erica, it's our protection.
Please.
Thanks, mister.
Listen, we'll come in here anytime we like. You got that? Pop! Anytime!
first floor is the worst, but they come in wherever they want from the fire escapes. They're roof rats.
It's 90 degrees outside, and I've had my windows nailed shut.
I'll take care of it. But I'll need a few things first. This is how it works. I put a nail in the window right here. Anybody opening the window raises the nail.
What are you doing?
Thinning the herd.
Hey, I want to make a house call, man. I'm a little short on cash.
For 20 minutes, you play.
Then you all go out to work.
Mr. Bennett, I know you like a lot of
torture. Yes, I do.
What are those? Teeth.
APB, theft of 121 Sutter. Suspect is described as Latino, about 5'6". Missing two front teeth.
Wildy, friend of yours. Can you catch this guy?
Well, who's Wildy?
You'll see. Wildy's here. Fires a 475 Wildy Magnum. Real stopping power.
Is that like a 44 Magnum?
No, a 44 Magnum is a pistol cartridge. But a 475 Wildy Magnum is a shorter version of the African big game cartridge. Makes a real mess.
Yeah!
Thanks.
No sugar.
They say she'll be all right. Just has a broken arm. I'll take you to the hospital. Come on.
It'll be all right, Manny. Baptist Medical Center.
Dr. Applebaum, to the emergency room, staff.
The doctor's in here.
Mr. Rodriguez?
How's my wife? Can I see you?
Mrs. Rodriguez has expired.
Jesus. Over the phone, they told me she had just a broken arm.
The arm was badly injured. There were broken blood vessels. Some clots came free and, we think, lodged in the heart. I'm sorry.
No good. The light's no good. No ID you gentlemen make is going to stand up in a court.
Of yourself?
Nothing's too good for our friends. The action of this weapon is adjustable, depending on the charge in the cartridge. Well, I think I'll go down the street and get myself some ice cream. This is America, isn't it?
Business doing that? None.
It's the new man. The one from the jail.
That wasn't smart. No, not too smart.
Come on, y'all. Let's move it back. Move it back. Make way.
Christ, there's not much left of this sucker, is there? So how are things around here?
Better. I feel more relaxed. It's gotten quiet around here. Our efforts must be having a positive effect on the community. We're getting fewer complaints.
I wouldn't let it go to your head, Patrolman Renzel.
Looked like a rifle bullet. Witnesses say the shot came from corner of that block.
The guy was a good shot.
Better than anyone in our department.
Hello.
Hello. Guy at the store said this wine is very good.
Great. I'll open it. I made chicken. I hope you like it. It's the only thing I know how to make.
Chicken's good. I like chicken.
I have one sister. She lives in Binghamton, New York. And I hate her. But I love sports, basketball and football on TV. What do you like?
I like opera.
Opera?
It's restful.
I don't know anything about you. Married? Children?
I was married, but my wife died.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, that was years ago. What about you?
Am I right? I guess that you're afraid to be close to someone again.
Oh, maybe. You don't like the kind of work you do?
Most of the time. No.
Sometimes I feel like I'm on the wrong side. Defending creeps.
Don't take that personally.
You're gentle. But I've seen a lot of gentle people get hurt.
Damn it, people have got to start to fight back and hard. The whole thing is just, it's out of balance.
Some people would say that was an extreme position.
I don't care. But you never get mad.
I'm sorry. Why am I angry at you?
Tell me. You don't really like opera, do you?
No. Oh, it's late. I gotta go.
Oh, no, it's early.
Even an unemployed writer has to work. I really gotta go.
Well, see you again?
Yep.
Cuban's gonna get high. Go ahead, speed. Yeah, Cuban's gonna get high, high, high!
No needles, man.
If I want you to shoot it, I'll tell you. Just snort it. I don't want you flatten your ass. Cuba's gonna kill tonight.
Request ambulance to 763 Belmont. Be advised, we have a dead body at the premises.
Send the meat wagon to 673 Belmont.
Let's talk. Try and take it easier for a couple of days, will you? Corona shop is going out and hiring extra help. People are starting to get a line on you.
He isn't finished. It isn't finished. It's like killing roaches. You have to kill them all, otherwise what's the point?
Hi. Is this Mr. Emil?
Yes, yes.
Hey, it's your wife. I think she needs your help. She's sick or something.
Who is this? What do you mean?
Hey, you be nice now. I think you better be here.
At home?
Who is this?
You threw one of my boys out of your store last week.
It's your wife.
She's dying.
See what you've done? You got me mad.
Like it.
It's me he wants, you know. How's Emil?
Forget Emil. Emil's done for. He'll never be the same again. 20 years. 20 years nobody ever did a thing like that to me. Break my windows. Well, I say, fuck him. I've had it. And Charlie said the same thing too, and he was right. Well, he was afraid he was going to use them. Well, he should have used them. Said he gave them to me to keep. Well, next time they come around, I've got something for them.
What?
I'll show you. That's a 30 caliber Browning machine gun. Charlie brought them home from the war, and they still work.
This ammunition any good?
You're damn right. You shoot some nice big holes in the sons of bitches. Now, they call us the old people. We were running the world 20 years ago. What do you say?
Bennett, a lot of people could get hurt. It's me he wants. This is his turf. If I leave, he wins.
Well, you want that?
Maybe it'll save a lot of people from getting killed. Do me a favor, Bennett.
Name it.
Don't use those guns. Give me a day to get Fraker.
Whatever you say. I was just trying to help.
Said it was important.
Thanks for coming. Come on in. I'm leaving the city.
What?
A couple weeks with my sister in Binghamton. And I'll do whatever I have to not to be here. Oh, it's everything. This place, my job, the people I deal with. I just wanted to see you one more time.
I didn't think you wanted to leave the city.
Do you still think you don't want to get close to someone?
You know, my wife didn't just die. She was murdered. And they never caught the people that did it. And my daughter. Anyway, something in me changed.
Does it have to be that way forever?
No.
Why don't you come with me? At least visit. You don't have to be here.
I could do that.
I bet you want to leave. All you need is an excuse.
I'll bet you're right. I'm hungry. How about you?
I'm starved. I know a good restaurant.
Is it open late?
They sure are.
Here it is. Gone. Don't lose
them. Be right back. I want to pick up my mail.
I'll be right here.
up there where you shot the punk. I have a description. You were eating an ice cream. So you better take it easy for a few days. For your own damn good.
The places I'm supposed to be.
That's why you're not going to be there.
out, take him in to protect your custody.
Come on, pal. You're coming with us.
Come on, Mr. Let's move it.
Come on, Mr. Get in the car.
Hey, you want to tell Schreiker I'd like to talk to him?
Well, he don't want to talk to you. He told me so, personally.
There's a man in the hospital. He was beaten. Says he'll identify his assailants, but only if he talks to you. Bennett Cross. He was armed with a machine gun.
Dr. Hernandez, Dr. Hernandez, please call your office.
Thank you, nurse.
Dr. Hernandez, please call your office.
How is he? Well, he's a tough bird. There are a couple bad fractures, but I think he's going to make it.
Is it all right if I go in and see him?
Okay. Dr. O'Brien, please report your
emergency right away. Dr. O'Brien. I screwed up. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Listen, Kirstie. I only lost one gun for you there. The other one's still there in the same place. Blow the scum away. He had to go someplace.
Take this.
Hey, I saw you coming in the building.
Used to be Charlie's.
back, man. He picked up some packages and he's back at the apartment.
Move. Yeah, Manny Fraker here. Listen, I need some more guys, as many as you can spare me. I need to put some more heat in my area. Yeah, thanks.
What is it? It's the Laws missile launcher. Anti-tank, anti-personnel weapon. And these rounds, they're self-propelled, armor-piercing. The round arm's 3 feet out of the barrel. Won't do me much good, though, unless I can get them bunched.
All I got is a zip gun.
Well, we should get a few of them.
Southern Belmont in a 15 block area. I've sighted several buildings burning. Be advised, we have shots fired in the street. Looks like we have a riot on our hands. We need every backup unit available in the area.
Come on.
is coming in of riots in East New York.
I can't see anything.
Belmont Avenue and
I'm here, dear. Gang warfare. We can watch it on television. Scale.
Police are converging there now. And our helicopter is overhead with Roy Baxter to bring you an on-the-spot report.
It's an explosion.
Hey, have you seen the man?
Shit, man.
Throughout this vast area of derelict buildings in waste lots, I can see...
Hey, we're on TV, man.
...scattered shots as groups run and hide in alleys and damaged apartment buildings. There are great sheets of flames rising from burning buildings. The fire department is there, but the buildings are collapsing. I can see fires over 20, maybe 30 blocks. In some streets, police cars seem to be fighting a hail of bullets as they try to get into the area. There are gangs of motorcyclists down there and cutter and corn cars, cars and windows. And all backed by gunfire and flames and smoke. It's a hell of a mess here. We've had no official word from the police department yet, but we'll be back with news as soon as we can find out what caused this.
Yeah!
want a shell. I'll go get some.
How bad is it?
It's just a nick. I'll call an ambulance.
Bulletproof asshole. Just like yours. Stay just like that.
You can't have both of us.
Let me.
You a few minutes. Get out of here. I'll be after you.
quiet!